Rain or no rain, the seasons are shifting at the Harvest for the Hungry Garden in Santa Rosa's Bennett Valley.
We're moving towards the fall crop. We're not quite ready to pick cabbage and broccoli, but probably in a few weeks we're ready for that. So right now we still have a lot of greens and we still have plenty of tomatoes, but it's slowing down.
Martin Cibulka is the manager of the 3/4-acre garden, a vibrant expanse of greenery tucked away behind a Methodist church near a busy suburban intersection.
We had about 25,000 pounds last year. Then we grow year-round. In winter, we grow lettuces and greens, and summer, of course, whatever people like, tomatoes, squash, cucumbers. We have a small orchard as well. We have apples and persimmons and figs, pears, Asian pears.
Everything is tended by a core of volunteers who come out 4 mornings a week to dig in and get their hands dirty.
About 50 people. We get around 8 to 10 volunteers on the average, I'd say. And we're here Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday mornings. And it's all volunteer run. We have a core group of dedicated volunteers who have been coming for more than 5 or 10 years. But then we always get new people in, and some people have to leave. We'd like more people to come, and it's great fun, and nobody feels that it's, oh gosh, I gotta go volunteer at the garden again. We're all coming here because it's fun, and we learn new stuff all the time. And I'm always grateful at the end of the day how many volunteers show up. They could be sitting at home or going swimming or going shopping, and they come and work here for several hours, and it's just a great experience. It feels good.
Katie Torgerson was among the regulars on a recent work day.
It's really a lot of fun, and I've learned so much about organic gardening. I don't use any pesticides or anything that's harmful to the soil. I've learned to feed the soil and not the plant. And use a lot of compost. We don't rototill. We don't disturb the soil at all for all the little microorganisms in there that are beneficial to the plants. And we mulch a lot, lots of compost.
But the big payoff, Torgerson adds, is sharing the bounty they harvest with 5 local nonprofits that make good use of it.
We contribute to the Living Room, which is a daytime shelter for homeless women and children, to Fish, which is a pantry. And then there's a pantry here that the Methodist Church has. It's called Elijah's Pantry. It's right on the grounds back there. We have Food for Thought, which is for HIV/AIDS patients. Bethlehem Towers, which is a senior residence here in Santa Rosa.
Compared to Torgerson and some of the other longtime volunteers, Cibulka is a relative newcomer. He started there just 9 years ago. In that time, Martin has seen the operation evolve a little bit.
We grew kale, for example. We didn't use as much kale, but people, even in the food banks, now like kale. So kale has become popular. So we grow more healthy stuff. So more kale, more greens. Like the pantry here, they usually run out of greens first. So we do more of that. Sometimes it's something a little exotic like broccoli rabe. And we give people, it's kind of good to grow new things because you have actually less pest problems because they don't know those plants either, yes.
Beyond its agricultural production, the garden has demonstration areas dedicated to medicinal plants, wildlife habitat, edible landscaping, plus beds of flowers to be shared with people who are ill, bereaved, or homebound. And casual visitors are always welcome, says Leonard Bourne, a board member for the nonprofit that oversees the garden.
Our garden here is on the corner of Ulupa and Hone, and it's open all the time. We want people to come in and look at the garden. It's very inspirational. Just an enlightening, warming experience to walk around the aisles here and look at the rows of different produce and what can be done. It just personifies Sonoma County, I think.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.